This is an Animal Planet podcast. For Animal Planet, I'm Will Johnson. We're back here once again with wildlife expert Peter Gross, talking about the latest episode of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, The Great Elephant Rescue, premieres Sunday, June 17th, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, on Animal Planet. Peter, hello, and thanks again for being here.
Hey, Will, nice to talk to you again.
All right, Peter, give us a brief overview of The Great Elephant Rescue. What's this all about?
Well, as you know, Kruger National Park has been preserving elephants now for years and years, and quite successfully. There are over 10,000 elephants in an 8,000-square-mile park. The good news is the elephants have been saved. Poaching has been greatly reduced. But an elephant is eating roughly 400 pounds of food a day and drinking 200 gallons of water. And there's just not enough space. They've basically outgrown where they live right now. Well, the solution used to be to just go in and cull them, which basically means there's an abundance of elephants, so the numbers were greatly reduced by shooting. Well, there's a much more practical solution now, and that is to pack up the elephants and move them to a new location.
Well, Peter, how many elephants are being relocated, and how long will this take?
Well, the goal is to move about 1,000 over the next 3 years, which is an amazing project to attempt. Imagine tranquilizing moving animals that weigh 7,000 to 8,000 pounds apiece one time.
Peter, can you tell us about how elephants are captured? What are some of the difficulties involved there?
Well, it's actually, there are many difficulties and many concerns because now they use a drug called M99, which is a morphine derivative. I have been involved moving elephants in the past from the Damara lands in southwest Africa, and we didn't have drugs that were that controllable then, so you literally had to drive up alongside smaller elephants. A group of you would jump out, get a rope on it, physically move them into the back of a truck, and hang on for dear life while you put the sides up on the truck, and then take them to a preserve. This M99 is a wonderful drug in that you can fly over a group of elephants and tranquilize it with 8 to 10 cc's, and within a minute to 7 minutes, the elephants drop down to their knees in a deep sleep.
So are elephants in any danger during these captures?
Well, they are because they're still very much wild animals, and they tend to still have flight, and it's important they don't overheat. So it's important you keep an elephant cool, and as you'll see in this terrific show, they actually use the helicopter hovering over elephants sometimes to keep them cool with the wind from the blades. The other thing is if they run, they tend to, you don't want them to get so hot, they might aspirate fluids. And again, this is an 8,000-pound animal, so when they go down, you have to be careful they land in such a manner that they don't collapse their lungs to the sheer weight of the elephant.
Peter, how do elephants react to being captured? I'm sure it must be a frightening, bewildering experience.
It is. It is indeed. The good news is these elephants are coming from a park, Kruger Park, which is heavily visited with eco-tourists, people going to take pictures of them. So they're relatively used to being around people in other vehicles. They are traveling in family groups, and of course, it's so important for them. They stick together to try to protect their young. So as quickly as the helicopter gets above them, they're darted. A crew races to them and to be sure that the youngsters are safe and the parents are in a good position, and then they're loaded in a truck as quickly as possible.
Peter, what awaits the elephants when they're released in the national park?
Well, Limpopo is very similar in climate and terrain and vegetation to Kruger National Park. And it's a massive park encompassing Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. And it's appropriately nicknamed the Peace Park because these countries have been at war for years and years, and there used to be border fences, so the wildlife wasn't able to migrate. Now those fences have been taken down. When the elephants arrive, they're putting a holding pen for about 6 to 8 hours until the drug wears off, and then they're opened in the evening to complete freedom for literally thousands of miles to explore.
What about other animals that are being released in Limpopo? Are they just concentrating on elephants for now?
Well, the first step and the most important thing is to get as many elephants moved as they can, but they're also bringing zebra and impala and giraffe, and there's some pretty amazing footage of how one actually ropes and puts a bag over the head of a giraffe and wakes it up and gets it on its feet and herds it in the crate. Pretty amazing footage of just what it takes to move a giraffe.
Peter, I understand there are people living within the boundaries of Limpopo National Park, which means potential conflict between elephants and humans, of course. What protection is being offered to the relocated elephants, and how can Mozambique guarantee that they won't be poached or persecuted?
Well, I don't think there's any guarantees. I think the manner in which they're training local people about the elephants should work. I think that the nice thing about relocating elephants in their area, all the wildlife had disappeared during the war that's been going on there for years. So this may create some sort of a sustainable economic base for them. It'll create jobs. They'll have tourists coming. They'll have lodging. They'll need guides. There are many, many new jobs that will be created that aren't there now, and hopefully that'll be enough incentive to have local people want to be involved in elephant conservation.
Well, Peter, how are they keeping track of the relocated elephants, and why would they want to do that?
Well, when they're tranquilized to be loaded in the truck at the same time, they put these large radio tracking collars on the elephants that send out a signal every 6 hours, and then it digitizes the signal and shows them exactly on a map, so the researchers can see the whereabouts of the elephants as they move around the new park.
You mentioned earlier that South Africa's elephants have made quite a comeback. In fact, Kruger National Park can no longer sustain the population. Does this mean conservationists are worrying less about elephants?
No, I don't think so. I think what it means is that we need to continue elephant conservation, especially in Kruger National Park, because there is so much competition for flora and fauna, as well as the people who live within the park itself. So that number needs to be managed carefully. But as these elephants are moved out to a new location, we need to monitor and be sure that this is a sustainable group for the amount of vegetation there is left there in Kruger.
Okay, once again, the show is The Great Elephant Rescue. Peter, why should people watch this one?
Well, I think anybody watching this show for the first time is going to see every step that is taken when one has to relocate elephants for their survival in Africa, from finding them, from tracking them, to tranquilizing them, to the problems that go loading them in the trucks, to trucks that get stuck along the way in some cases, and then reintroducing the males and the females and hoping elephants have this incredibly strong, powerful migration instinct to return from where they were captured, that they have enough land and that there's enough going on for them there in the new park in Mozambique and Zimbabwe and South Africa that they will stay in the new peace park and not try to migrate home.
And as always, before we sign off, Peter, give us one of your favorite scenes from the show.
Well, my favorite scene is one that shows that the relocation is working. There's a group of seven elephants, a family group, and when they went back to check, the researchers went back to check, there was a newborn, which means two things, that they're successfully staying at the new park, they're not trying to break through the fences and leave, and they also spotted a male. There's a male that was following a group of females, meaning that he's going to stick around as well. So that means that the first part of this project, the first phase so far, is a total success.
Okay, sounds like another great one from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Again, the show is Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, The Great Elephant Rescue, premieres Sunday, June 17th, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet.